Welcome back. We're up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey of Maseches Erubin. The Mishnah wants to know how serious was Rabbi Yehuda when he said that the crossbeam, the kura, doesn't have to be strong enough to support this Ariach brick. So how not strong could it be? Says the Mishnah, Haisa shel kash o shel kanim, if the crossbeam was made of straw or was made of reeds and it's unable to support the Ariach, then Rowan Osak Yuhi shel Matachas, we view it as if it was made of metal, which could support the Ariach, and then Akuma Rowan Osak Yuhi Peshuta. If the crossbeam is bent in a way that an Ariach would fall off of it, we view it as straight. And then even Agula Rowan Osak Yuhi Merubas. If it was rounded, if it was like a cylindrical pole, then and the Ariach absolutely would roll off of it, we view it as a square, the flat surface, and that it is permissible to be used. And how do we determine then the width of the like how wide does the bar have to be to make it permissible to be used? So again, if the circumference is 3 tefachim, and then therefore it has a diameter of 1 tefach, then it would be totally permissible to be used. That would be the minimum requirement to allow such a thing to be used. That was Mishnah Hey. Now says Mishnah Vav. Lechayayin Shamru, the lechis, the poles that the rabbis were speaking about, Gavan Asara Tzvachim, they have to be at least 10 Tzvachim high. V'rachban V'avian Kolshu, and their width has to be, and their width can be the thickness of anything, like a piece of paper, theoretically. Since the walls of the alley have to be at least 10 Tzvachim, then their poles have to be that height. But the minimum requirement of width or thickness does not usually seem to be there for the walls, right? You could have a house of paper, a house of cards, and it seemingly would be okay. Rabbi Yossi says, Rachban Shlosha Tzvachim. Rabbi Yossi says, actually, not entirely true. The width of the pole has to be at least 3 Tzvachim wide, because otherwise it wouldn't be really a significant kind of a pole. And how could you tell me that that's an entranceway or anything like that? Okay, then, and that brings us to the end of the Mishnah Vav. And God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.